Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grief is difficult, I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, I am sharing my book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness with you. You'll discover that what you are experiencing, physically and emotionally, is normal. Healing is possible, and it is tied to the painful but powerful life lessons we learn. Remember, love always wins, and life will get better. M had encouraged me to start journaling. It was hard. I kept a box of Kleenex nearby. But journaling every day, although hard, made a big difference. Here is the first of my journal entries. Nothing in life prepared me for this moment. I witnessed others face this moment from a compassionate and safe distance. I didn't own the moment. I was there because it was what I was supposed to do. I was being empathetic. I was being a good person. I'd send a note or flowers. I learned I knew nothing about grieving. I had no clue to the depths of the suffering waiting for me. When grief took hold of me, I quickly learned of its power. I learned of its stubborn refusal to let go. I felt it imposing its will upon me with no end in sight. There is nothing I can do to hide from it. Toss it aside, or stuff it in the hidden spaces of my mind. Grief, like an unwanted relative, didn't wait for me to answer the doorbell. It walked in, and unannounced, it was moving in with no intention to leave. Grief stood next to me when family and friends drifted away to get back to their normal life. They hugged me. They held me. They told me they would pray for me. I walked them to the door and stood at the top of the driveway and waved goodbye. When the last guest left, I was alone. I was alone with all my thoughts. I was alone with my anxiety. I was alone with my suffering and pain. My only companion was my house guest, grief. My house and heart were empty. I heard grief laughing in the background. I've known many people who've died. Babe and I went to her parents' funerals. We buried my mom and dad. Babe and I each held one of my dad's hands and sang a hymn to him as he died. I remember the moment and the day. I experienced the loss, but I did not experience pain like I am now experiencing it. I'm not sure what grieving is. If it is wandering through a swamp waist deep in muck and water without a compass or GPS, that's where I find myself. I am empty, dying of thirst in a desert. All I can do is crawl on and hope I find an oasis. Babe's death knocked me down. I am in a semi-conscious state, trying to grab hold of my opponent grief before he pummels me with both fists and sends me to the canvas, hoping I'll stay down. I wait for my mind to clear. I wait to regain my strength to continue the fight. In my dazed, befuddled state, I see Babe's presence and touch everywhere. She was my life. She is my life, and her absence is devastating. My knees wobble. My legs feel like overcooked spaghetti. I hold on to the ropes to prevent me from falling again to the canvas. My grief is as close to me as my skin. It acts as if it has a priority right to me. Someone told me my wounds will never heal. Another said time heals. I don't have answers. I am filled with questions. The only thing I knew for certain, I will struggle to my feet. I am determined to get up, get going, and make something positive happen in my day. It's what I would want Babe to do. My grief takes many forms. I spontaneously talk to Babe. I ask her to pray for me. I suffered physically and emotionally during my life. Nothing comes close to the pain I feel now. I realize one of us would have to eventually suffer this loss and its accompanying pain and grief, and grieve for the other. It is inevitable. I never thought about its inevitability. I didn't have a clue what it felt like. It was off beyond a distant horizon. We were both going to live well into our 90s and kick it over the century mark. It didn't happen. Bad luck, said one physician. I didn't know how to respond to something so cruel and callous. I take lots of deep breaths. With each breath, I attempt to breathe life back into me. I cry easily. Each tear tries to rid me of a piece of my suffering. It's not working. I exercise an hour a day at the Y. I picture each step I take, dropping some of my emotional baggage. I've seen no tangible results. My grieving remains. It is like the ocean tide. The tide is still rising. I wrestle with grief in a highly contested match. I can't afford to lose. Its grip, vice-like, refuses to budge. It refuses to let me take a step forward. Each day, a repetition of the previous day with little twists and turns. If it's Sunday, I go to church. If it is Monday through Saturday, I'll be at the Y. I want to break out of grief's hold. I can't. I'm fearful I'll make a mistake. How long do I remain stuck? The grieving winds of suffering whip against me fiercer than a Cat 5 hurricane. The hurricane winds blow with no let-up forecast. I now understand when someone tells me they feel empty. It is the way I feel. One lives this experience, and it hurts like hell. I walked away from my laptop emotionally exhausted. I went for a walk in the neighborhood, hoping my head will clear, hoping images leave my mind, hoping I'll find some peace, some sense of relief. I'm hoping I don't meet anyone I know. I don't want the tears to start flowing if we start talking. I have a difficult time sleeping. I silently blame M for asking me to journal. As I blame her, I thank her because I know it's hard and must be done. I remember telling my doctoral students to shake it off and get moving again. It's easier to give advice than to take it. I really encourage you to try journaling. It's one way to help you get through grieving. At least you understand yourself a little bit better. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience or want to share your grieving experiences with me, please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. My book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, is available on Amazon. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit. Never give up.